علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the prophets كانوا أقواما مستضعفين, from basically from the 192nd sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is where Imam Ali alayhi salam says clearly that the prophets of Islam, all of the prophets, they were أقواما مستضعفين. That means they were not proud people. They found themselves, they linked themselves, and they found themselves to be part of the main corpus of the society, that corpus that was trying to fight against oppression and which was trying to break those chains of suppression and oppression and corruption. So this is the way the prophets were. Of course, we say that they don't necessarily have to be very poor people, or they could be poor at times. They could also not be poor. They could be affluent. They could be connected to a higher class in a certain point in time before their prophethood. So, but as long as they find themselves in that area and their lifestyle is a lifestyle of the normal people. So we mentioned about this, you know, in quite a bit of, you know, in a lot of long discussions. And therefore, that was quite understood, I feel. And then we went on to this discussion that, well, if this is the case, then after the coming of the prophets and the coming of the divine government, the government of God in a society, then the paradigm of the mustakbir and the mustadhaf, that means the proud and the downtrodden, that paradigm breaks down and a new paradigm is formed whereby there is a government of the truthful and righteous people, and then there are the people that follow the system that exists inside the government. There is no mustakbir now, there is no proud, and there is no mustadhaf or a downtrodden. Everyone is part and parcel of this governance.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we want to say that one of the main parts, one of the main points or the focal points of a of an Islamic government is something that is very, very, would be something very surprising for people, but it is a true reality that it's not a dictatorial system. And the people have a very strong say in the way the governance occurs. So in Islam, as you know, we've got a hakim ishara, okay, that you can say the legal leader of the government. The legal leader of the government. Although we're talking about a situation right now when it is when the ma'sumin or those immaculate leaders are absent at the time of the ghaiba, at the time when the imams are not present, those immaculate imams, the 12 imams are not present. In we are talking about that kind of system, that kind of paradigm. Is that what type of governance is there, and what is the role of the people in this form of governance? The people have a very strong say. The people have a, you can say, they are very part and parcel of this governance. Each and every member of the society plays a role in deciding the future of the growth of that community. Whether he is a businessman, or maybe he's a contractor, or he's maybe a bread maker, or he's a farmer. Whatever work he has, woman or man, all of them, they have a role in deciding the future of the community. And yes, even in today, if you look at some of the Islamic governments, especially, of course, the one that it really manifests Islamic law in its governance, the Islamic Republic of Iran, it does not claim that, you know, 100% of Islam is being applied. Not even 50%, probably. Not even maybe 40%, but somewhere around maybe 20, 30, 40% of Islam, 20 to 30% of Islam is being applied. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a bit less. Despite this, the fact that this much percentage of Islam is being applied in the society, yet we see that every member of that community, of the Iranian community, has a say with regards to governance. Everyone has a role in defining. If you look at the whole system, there is representativeship in every level of leadership in the Islamic system, of, for example, of the Islamic government of Iran. Coming up to the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran himself, the rahbar or the spiritual leader or the leader or the waliyah faqih that we call, even he is being decided and is being chosen through a representation of the people directly. So this system is something that is there and is present, and that shows the importance of people's role in governance.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we are trying to say that in an Islamic system, it is not that there is a dictatorial rule whereby the people don't have a say in the way things are run. If you see even the Islamic Republic of Iran, when it was after the revolution, when it was decided that, you know, there will be an Islamic government, more than 98% of people, around 98% of the Islamic, of the people of Iran, they voted in a general referendum, and they voted for the Islamic constitution. And that Islamic constitution was published in public newspapers for everyone to read for quite a long number, for quite a big number of time, so that they can see exactly what they're voting for. And then people voted for the Islamic system. And even after the Islamic system, every time there is a voting, when it comes to the Guardians Council, when it comes to the members of parliament, when it comes to the president, all of these members, and even including the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, all of them have a representative system whereby they're all chosen through the direct voting of the people. And therefore, we notice that the people themselves have a great role in deciding the future of the community, the future of the society. And probably this form of system of governance, whereby people come and they, you know, sometimes point fingers at Iran, saying that, you know, it is not democratic. Probably Iran's, you know, system leans more towards the will of the people than majority of the countries of the world. So, if not all the countries of the world, like there's a very strong say of the people, and different factions and groups of people have a right to come and voice their opinions in different levels of the governance. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us understand the statements of the Ahlul Bayt in the best of manners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه